I wake up in the morning, turn on the radio, and wait to hear of the latest outburst of violence somewhere.
NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore.
Then, maybe, the latest exchange of incivilities between President Bush and Senator Kerry. The news has a sameness about it that makes me wonder if we couldn't do with a standard newscast, leaving only the details to be filled in. It could go like this. Blank number of people were killed today in a roadside ambush, suicide bombing, sniper attack, check one. In Iraq, Afghanistan, Pakistan, Chechnya, check one, or fill in the blank with another country. Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon, having been condemned by both the International Court and his own Supreme Court, announces that he will start immediately on moving the wall from Palestinian territory, slash, states that he won't budge an inch on the wall, check one. President Bush has again denied that his administration cooked the intelligence books to justify the invasion of Iraq. He spoke in response to a book by John Dean, Bill Clinton, Richard Clark. Pick one. Conservative Republicans announced today that they would not give up their fight for a constitutional ban on same-sex marriages. They predicted that Congress would act by September, October, fill in the blank, in time to make it an election issue. New economic figures out today showing continuing improvement, showing a slowdown in improvement, pick one, according to a Democratic-Republican spokesman, pick one. Well-informed sources say that Secretary of State Colin Powell will not, pick one, resign at the end of President Bush's current term. Finally, Vice President Cheney, in a moment of anger, called Senator Edwards a fill-in-the-blank-if-you-dare. This is Daniel Shore.